So to kind of summarize, why do you think you, Steve Stevenson, were successful?
Well, I really don't know. So many things have been good to me that I didn't expect. I really don't know, unless you believe in the hereafter. That's the only guy I talk to every once in a while.
Yeah. But Steve, you know, I think you could have been successful in any business, say retail. I mean, it could have been a hardware store.
Oh, yeah.
It could have been anything.
Yeah, I didn't even know how to put in a bookstore. White, newspaper distributor here, helped me put it in. He just came in one day and he said, "Did you know that we carry books?" And I said, "Well, no." He said, "Well," I said, "we do. And we put them in on consignment, and you get the books. They're guaranteed. What you don't sell, you send back. And you can sell books in here." He said, "It's just like magazines, except the profit is different."
Is there more profit in magazines or books?
It's volume, but magazines are about 15%, and books are 40%.
And they put in the books in your first store at 12th and Harvard.
And the magazine the same way.
Somebody just came in and said, "You ought to sell magazines."
Yep.
You have lived a blessed life, haven't you?
Well, that's what, you know, that's what I say. Everything has happened good to me. I don't know who else to, you know.
The man upstairs.
I still use him.
We do that. We do. And then you got to say something about Tulsa, because this town has been also good to you.
I can give you examples of that. Tulsa Public Schools buying books from us. We started that. The librarian at Holland Hall came over one day and said, "Can we work out some way that you can buy our books for us?" And so we worked it out. We gave them 25% discount, and now we have Tulsa. One of the big stores, they are right across from Holland Hall on 81st. So they said, "We're going to get their books." And they went over there and just practically gave them the opening stock, and they cut us off. So we didn't get angry at Holland Hall. We just went our way. And so a little bit after Christmas, when you get your school books in, they didn't have the school books for Holland Hall. They had to scrap around and find their books. And that took care of that. We got that business back.
That's great.
There's another story. One time, there was one book that the public schools, that every student must have the book. And I called the wholesaler and ordered them. I don't know how many it was. But they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, it's for school. We're going to have some kind of a down payment or something." So I just guaranteed it. We got them, and we put them all over Tulsa.